Since I have chosen for this week's portion of Proverbs from chapter 11 to 16, I had to go over thoroughly because, you know, it is very important to discern God's, what God wants for us to be and delighted to see us doing actually in our lives. The sermon title was, What's God's Delight, right? And from the first verse of chapter 11, that's a starting, it says, the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. So therefore, my first theme would be honesty. And the last verse of the chapter 16 says, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord, which gave a second subtitle of humility. So third theme will be integrity, as it is said on 13:6, righteousness guides the man of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. I'd like to go further and define righteousness, now according to the scripture later, when I touch upon the humility again. But today's, you know, Father's Day. Let us applaud our fathers who are so busy making both ends meet. I'm not saying that mothers do not doing their roles, you know. Mothers do more, even more, right? So we agree on that. Anyway, another testimony of mine. Some of you may know that my biological father passed away when I was 13. And I was letting him go to the Lord instead of blaming God. I questioned God. Why are you, Lord, taking my father so early in my life, whom I love so much? And you know what? The small little voice I heard. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. And that moment, I replaced my father to my heavenly father. Ever since, I can go on, and my life is full of testimony. Amen. When you meet God personally, vast change happens in your life. You do not even know how small step God wants to take, but still, God loves you so much. Okay. At that moment, I said I was able to replace my biological father to the Lord, my heavenly father, because I was able to hear a small voice of the Lord saying that you will be fine and I love you so much and I'll take care of you. Are you going through a time of distress? Are you grieving for your loved one now? Let go. Let go of the things that you are holding on to. God provides. Jehovah Yireh. God provides all the time. Comfort, peace of mind, and healing as well. Everything you ask for. The Bible says you don't get it because you do not ask for it. God is there. It's God's timing, not your timing. But you can write down your prayer request. What would like to happen in my life? And what is your purpose for sending me in this world? Let me fulfill. That's the prayer. Prayer is not a request. Prayer is a petition. Prayer of a request is coming from a small infant. So we're not an infant. We're an adult Christian. So Titus 3:8 says, this is the trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. And these things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Doing what is good is what God delights. When you grow into a spiritual realm, you may be able to have conversation with God anywhere, everywhere. Request. It's not a, I said the prayer is not a request. It's having a relationship with God. As I said in children's sermon, if you love someone, you want to talk to, get to know more. As much as possible, you in this life, and that continues. That love continues to your second generation. First of all, humility. What pride comes then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Repentance is the first step on the road to recovery for humanity. We are created in God's image. We're supposed to be good. The recovery of our humanity is a repentance, and we must recognize that we are all sinners, first of all. And then repentance happens, and it is the process of returning to God, and beginning to have an intimate relationship with God. And Psalms 139, verses 21 to 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." It is always necessary for us to come back to God to guide us the right way, and repent if there were any sinful nature coming out as we try to struggle through journey. So Hebrews 6 and 6 says, "If they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying Son of God all over again, subjecting him to public disgrace." Do you understand what it means? We need to lift up the Lord. The Son of God must be lifted up. And Wesley's view of humility is, it cleanses our minds from those high conceit of our own perfections. Quote, here, he quoted Romans 3, 9, 18, where it says, "No one is righteous." That's what I was going to say, defining righteousness. "No one is righteous. Let me remind you a little further." Quote, "What shall we conclude then from that on? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike and all under sin, as it is written." So there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God, all who have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit, the poison of vipers is all on their lips, and their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their way, and the way of peace they do not know. This is no fear of God before their eyes. I was reading the Bible. So when we think of God's love, who sent his begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled down for our sin, we have hope. The Son of God must be lifted up. The Holy Spirit is there as a sustainer for us, always helping us how to pray. Secondly, honesty. How can we say no to some temptations? Capitalism is so prevalent, not only in the United States, but all around the world, that people tend to sway according to the flow of financials or social status, even forfeiting their beliefs. It is difficult to be a Christian in this 21st century. There are corruptions and embezzlement and bribes. But God is counting our hairs. Can you hide with your two small hands? God is watching you. This is a challenge that the little children encounter with peer pressures and bullying in school system, and Christianity can become once again, the basis of our foundation by teaching them how we are created for in the first place. Even if you are bullied, maybe you can think of Jesus Christ who are sacrificing for us, and you can get over it. You understand what I mean? So even if you are, there are peer pressures, if you don't come in this way, I'm not going to put you in my clique. No, you can say no. Because you have to do the good that God has created us for. Chapter 13, 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life." Longing. we can only have desire. Let's make this world a better one. We can have desire. God, you use me. Only thing I have is desire, longing. That's hope. And thirdly, integrity. The integrity of the upright guides them. Truly righteous man attains life. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. And the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins soul is wise. Do you want to win one soul in your life? Start praying. When you write down the name, start praying in God's timing, turning them around. That's the miracle you see in your life. That's the reward God is telling you. See, I told you. Win one soul is wise. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fool feeds on folly. There is a deceit in the heart of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. Speak truth that is based on the honest evidence. Possess a tongue that heals. Wesley believed in Christian perfection. By quoting Hebrews 6:11, we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. He points out the full assurance of hope. It is the same degree of divine evidence wrought in the soul by the same immediate inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of persevering grace and of eternal glory. So he sought to prevent an antinomian misunderstanding of this teaching, one that would pervert this wonderful gift into the license to sin, and added a vital distinction between his own teaching that those marked by full assurance hope shall enjoy the glory of God, as excluded all doubt and fear concerning this, and the opinion that no saints shall fall from grace. Do you understand what it means? Shall enjoy the glory of God at the end, as excluded all doubt and fear concerning this. Do you remember the parable of Thor? Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, 3-7, shows a good example of ground of our heart. When I was talking to the children, when you want to have a relationship with father, your own biological father, in order for them to have ground of their heart, loving relationship, so you won't have any fear or doubt about our Heavenly Father. There are four types of soil where seeds fall. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Some fell on the where? Path. The birds came and ate it up. Some fell, secondly, on the rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. And then some came up, and the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Third one, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Fourth one, still other seeds fell on the good soil. It came up and grew and produced the crop, multiplying 30, 60, and even 100 times. Do you hear what I'm saying? The scripture says, the one who has ears will hear. Even if we hear something, we sometimes take it in your own ear. You would probably remember. We were in the same place, but everyone heard it differently. If you have ears, we'll hear. Let me conclude with a poem. It's called Filled with the Spirit's Power. Filled with the Spirit's power, with one accord, the infant church confessed its risen Lord. O Holy Spirit, in the church today, no less your power of fellowship display, now with the mind of Christ set on fire, that unity may be our great desire, give joy and peace, and give faith to hear your call, and readiness in each to work for all, within our love, good spirit, to embrace in the strong care all those of every race. Like wind and fire with life among us move, till we are known as Christ's and Christians prove.